Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. How great is our God? How great is He? Whew. How great is our God? How great is our God? He's a great God. He's a great God. Amen. Worthy of praise. Worthy of honor. To be exalted and praised and worshiped and adored. Bragged on. Testified. Hallelujah. To glorify and magnify. Make Him big. Glory to God. How great is He? Well, I don't know if we can measure His greatness, but we can say He's great. Amen. He's greater than we know. He's greater than we believe. And He's above all. There'll never be another. Never has, never will be. And He wants to make known to His body on the earth His greatness. That we never look to another. We never consider anything else. You know, it's amazing how we hear the word and thank God for where we are. Thank God for the prayers. We have learned how to pray together. That's so awesome. That is so awesome. But it's just the beginning. And how we can, not everybody, but too many of us, we can let things so easily distract us from Him. But I want to talk about, again tonight, the revelation of the kingdom. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Revelation of the kingdom. I'm going to do this, pick up where we left off. Well, actually, I'm going to review, reiterate, reread our text. It's so powerful. I'm going to say as He direct tonight about this awesome kingdom we've been born into. See, we were born into the kingdom of God. Let me start it like this, and then we will come back to Luke 8. Let's go to Colossians 1:13. I don't know how many times we read these scriptures. I don't even know how many times I've been over it personally, how many times I've preached it. But Colossians 1:13. And then we'll come to the passion. Now notice what He said in this particular verse. Who has what? Who has delivered us from the what? Power. The power of darkness. And here's what God wants to get a revelation of. He has delivered us from the power. What is that? that means the control, right? Amen. Wouldn't you agree? Darkness and has no control over us because we've been delivered from it. Not only did he deliver us, but he what? Translated us into what? The kingdom of what? Why did he do it? So we can get a revelation of the kingdom. He translated us in this kingdom. Woo. And there's so much revelation that's flowing here tonight. Woo. Holy Ghost gonna have to help me, because I need help tonight, and thank God I got help. Amen. He's gonna help me get it, say it like it should be. There's much that he talked about and much I'm seeing. But let's read it one more time. Because see, I found out that we get, sometimes we read scripture, we trying to, especially me, I'm trying to rush and get there and get that. No, we don't need to do that. You need to hear this. You need to know this. It needs to become real to you. Listen to what I'm about to say. He was talking to me about this just before. He said, two men of my children, depend too much on the natural, on the natural side of life. I told them that I'm a supernatural God, but they lean too heavily on their natural, what they know, what they can do. And he said, I brought you over into the realm of the supernatural. And you need to learn how to function and operate in the realm of the supernatural. So, having said that again, let's read it again. Who has, not going to, but has what? Delivered us from the power of darkness. Let me do this. And it won't take me but a minute. Go ahead and put that up in the passion. Let me finish this. And translate us into the kingdom of the dear Son. Listen how the passion read of that same verse. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rulers of darkness. Satan is no longer our ruler. No longer. Yet, when it come down to spiritual things, we have too much darkness. I'm talking about the body now. There's too much controversy. Too much difference of opinions that agree instead of agreeing with the word that is true. It should be real obvious, but when you allow blindness to dominate that area of your life, you'll fight God and call God a lie, and you don't even know you're doing it.